Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but we have listeners all over the country, so thank you so much for tuning in to the show. This is your first time listening in, or if you're listening to our cast after the show, thank you so very much for following Issues Concerning Women. We've been on a crusade for many years now and just loving the radio show, loving your questions and your responses to the show, and it's just been just an awesome, awesome time. We thank you so much. I can't express that enough, and especially when I go back and look and see who has been able to listen to the show and how you've responded to it. It means a great deal to me. Tonight's show, we're going to talk about business and, you know, working your business, being in your business, being present, trying to find some kind of balance. But before we get started, I also want to let you know that if you are listening to the show online and you want to call in and chime in, you can do so by calling 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. I would love to have you jump on the line with me tonight. Also, we want to let you know that there is a lot going on with Issues Concerning Women. We are starting our new campaign for the second half of the year. It's really been a great year thus far. We've been able to help quite a few people iron out some things and figure some things out and help them move forward in their lives. And I just want you to know that I'm not just here on the radio just because I love radio so much, but I'm here to help, to be a part of the community, to reach a hand where I can extend the olive branch to those who want to be coached and be mentored, to talk to you about growing your business and all the wonderful things that I have to offer and that I can teach those who listen. And I'm also learning as well. There are a lot of great programs that I'm involved in this year. I've actually volunteered to be the secretary for the Southeastern Division of Sisters Network for 1 year, and that's a part of Issues Concerning Women. So we are promoting breast cancer awareness. So ladies and gentlemen, and it's not just women that have breast cancer. There are hundreds and thousands of men that have it as well. So just be aware to go out and get your mammograms, do your doctor's appointments. They are very, very important. Once you hit past age 50, do your colon cancer, and also make sure that you get all of your exams and make sure you keep up with your blood pressure so that you can know what's going on. Stress is a subject that we talk about often, and especially in the business world. There's a dark side to stress, of course. But, you know, every life has some stress in it, so we have to be able to deal with that. And that's kind of where I want to go tonight and talk to you all about your business, how you're doing, the wonderful things that are going on, and also the things that are causing you problems. So we want to talk about business issues tonight. So, again, if you want to talk to me, 1-347-826-7543. And if I leave the line and you want to call me afterwards, it's 757-567-6734. Or you can email me at icwdirector Jennifer@gmail.com, and that's where I get a lot of my questions and a lot of contacts from all of my wonderful, wonderful listeners. So, again, I am just so, so grateful that I'm able to continue with the radio show, do some of the work that has been ordained for me to do through this promotion, and also know that people are listening and they're staying in tune to issues concerning women. So we want to get started, and just I want to tell you some things about the company, what we're doing, how we're expanding. This last month, I have been collaborating with people in the business field. We've been working on finance, women in finance. A partner of mine is a business partner. Her name is Robin Fearby. She and I have been working on getting your financial monies in order, how you need to save, how you need to start putting away money for those retirement years, how much money you should actually be saving, giving you tips. She was actually on the show last month. Also, if you would like more information about some of the things that you can do to help you with your business or in your personal life, because all the tips that we give you are not just for business people. So let me just make that clear, and they're not just for women. They're for anybody that can use them. You just need to apply them to your life. If you want to go to her website, it is www.letstalkmoneyonline.com, just like it sounds. Let's, L-E-T-S, talk, T-L-K, money, M-O-N-E-Y, online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. Go there. There's some wonderful information about your wills and your power of attorneys and things that we need to do when we're in business. The reason why I stress this so much is because I see every single day when I go on Facebook, and I don't go on Facebook every day, and I'm not going to say that I do, so let me clarify that. But anytime that I go on there, I see that so many people are struggling with different things and having different issues. It saddens me sometimes, but I also know that this is a part of being in business. There are the ups and downs to everything that we do, our relationships, our businesses, our families, but we have to stay focused. And that's why I wanted to talk a little bit about stress tonight. The entrepreneur's life should not be a dark life. It should be a life of joy. But for us to have a life of joy also comes some stress. Working for yourself is not an easy thing to do. I'm never going to tell anybody that, you know what, this is great. But the one thing I am going to say is that I love it so much that I hope and pray, because I never want to say never, but I hope and pray that I am continually blessed so that I don't have to go back to doing a 9-to-5. Now, trust me, if it comes to taking care of my family, I'm going to do what I have to do. But right now, I know that the path that I'm on is the path to building the empire that I started so many years ago. It's time for it to come to fruition. It has been an awesome, awesome journey. Some wonderful, wonderful things have happened in the last year. Some other things have happened in the last year as well, but I take it all and I try to balance it out, and I take the good with the bad, because we know that in life it's just a roller coaster. You're up and you're down, and you can sometimes get in a depressed state. I read so many people's timelines and the things that they post on their Twitter, and, you know, they're not feeling good, their health is deteriorating. Why? Because they're more than likely they're stressed to the max. This is a dangerous, dangerous place to be, and that's the dark side of being an entrepreneur. Now, the thing that I wanted to say tonight is that being stressed is one thing, but being overstressed, and I'm talking to the 10th and the umpth degree, to the point where you can't function and your health is failing, then there is a problem. You need to step back and see what you need to do to get that taken care of, because you can make all the money in the world, but if you're not in good health, you won't be able to enjoy it. So I want to send a shout out tonight to all the businessmen and women, all the career seekers and the people who are looking for jobs. I know that it is hard for you guys. I know it's hard for all of us. Being in this walk that we're in is not easy. But the thing that I can say that is there is always a new day, and then we get another opportunity to do some things, you know, when we get up in the morning and we do our affirmations and we think about what we want to do. And the one thing that I always have to say that I do, and this is the truth, and you don't know me and you don't have to believe me, but I always want to know, how can I help somebody else today? The wonderful thing about that is that it takes my focus off of me, because I'm no different than anybody else that's out there who owns their own business. It can be quite stressful when you're the CEO of the company, or if you have several companies, as I do, that you have to keep things in order, that you have to be able to do what you need to do when you need to do it. And then on top of that, your personal life comes into play, because I am married. I do have children. I have a son in college. I have three daughters. I have grandchildren. My mom is still with me. You know, I have brothers and sisters. All of these things play key and major roles in our lives. So tonight I want you to start thinking about, how can you be more healthier in your business and in your career and even in your personal life? Because like I said, everything that I talk about is not just for business people. It's for anybody that is listening. If you are not doing the things that are keeping you healthy and in balance, I ask you, and I'm begging you, please, please, please. I'm getting too many phone calls for people asking for prayer because they are not in good health, because their minds are not clear, because they're having problems in their relationships, which stem from them being in business or that career seeker. I know that we have to go through certain things for us to be able to come out and see the joy. Sometimes if we were always in a state of joy, we would never be thankful for what we had. And I truly understand that. Nobody understands that better than me. But I also know that there has to be a time when you'll be able to, you know, just have a sigh of relief. Something that I do, and I'm going to share this with you, and it's not because I think I know everything, but I know some of the things that work for me. When, again, after I get up in the morning and I go through my morning routine, I have to start thinking about how I can stay balanced. And one of the things that I do is I do a breathing technique every single morning. Why? Because I talk a lot. Some people probably say I talk too much, okay? But I talk a lot. I do speaking engagements in front of people. I'm engaging them on the telephone, you know, so I'm using my voice a lot. And then there are other things that I do as well on a personal level as far as, you know, thinking and that sort of thing. So I know that I have to be in good physical condition. I also know that I need to drink a lot of water. So if you're not drinking a lot of water, if you're getting headaches, I can tell you right now, if you drink the proper amount of water, your headaches are going to maybe not go away, but they won't be as frequent as they are. If you're having headaches on a regular basis, then you need to go to the doctor and take care of that. So, again, these phone calls that I'm getting, if they're stressed out, they're dehydrated, and that's what you are. When you have a headache, and I'm telling you, and if you listen to me, if you have a headache and you drink a couple of glasses of water, two or three if you can stand it, because I know water is not sometimes the best thing to get down, because it's good for you, so you really don't want to do it. But the first thing in the morning, drink your water. Drink as much as you can during the day. These are the long, hot summer days. We get dehydrated so easily, especially when we're going in and out of the air conditioner. Our body is depleting the water, but we're not replacing it, and we have to do that. Also, your sodium intake. We know that sodas are useless calories. They taste so good because I love Coca-Cola, and I'm not going to tell you that I don't, but I have to limit those to how many I have in a day or a week. So we have to be conscious of where we are mentally. So, you know, clear. You try to clear your mind each and every day so that you can have a great day and go through the day. Try to drink plenty of water. If you are having headaches on an everyday basis, then you need to go to the doctor and take care of that. If your blood pressure is going up and down, if your weight is fluctuating and you can't control it, you need to go to the doctor. Now, I'm not just saying this because I don't know what I'm talking about. I truly do know what I'm talking about. I also have a lot of faith, too, and I also know that there's many believers are going to hear this call and be like, well, you know what? I can take care of myself. But if you can, then you do that and you take care of it. But if it's becoming an issue for you, that's why doctors are there. Then you need to go to the doctor and see what's wrong because there may be an underlying condition that you may not even be aware of. So if your body's changing, especially ladies, and I'm talking to you right now, and guys, you know, this is for you too, but I talk to my sisters because I can be open with them. You know, take care of your bodies. Take care of your mind. Take care of your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your tongue. Because all of these things have something to do with our makeup and how we are, how we deal with stress, and how we go through things. I look on, again, social media, and I see all of the negative things that are being said and all of the people that are not feeling good and all the phone calls that I'm getting asking for prayer. We have to stay on top of it. It is hot. The weather is different. This in the summertime, our bodies are different. We are changing. We're ever growing. We have so much to do. We have to have places where we can release some of that stress and that tension. I know a lot of the ladies are online there, and they're walking, and they're and I applaud you. You know, continue to do that. Getting your running, those that can run. I haven't got to the point where I run. I wish I could. I'm barely getting the exercise in and the breathing in, but I'm still staying focused on that and trying to make that a part of my routine. Now, the other things that I want to say, and I know I'm saying a lot tonight because it's weighing heavy on my heart, and I knew that I had to do this. I've been off the air for a couple of weeks because of me getting my business in order, and sometimes you have to take time to shut it all down. You have to learn how to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to know when it's too much, that you are at your limit, and you have to know when to do it, and you have to know when to run it back up. I'm going to tell you a secret. When you take time off and you get the opportunity to think and to breathe and to be in touch with your body and figure out some things within yourself, with getting in touch with your spiritual self, looking at things differently, I can tell you that when you do that and you come back, you have a fresh approach to what you're doing, you have a new start to getting some things in order, getting organized, keeping things together. If you are the type of entrepreneur and you have an office at home or wherever you have your office and it's a total mess, then that's how your life is. Now, you can say what you want to say. I don't have to know you. And you can be like, well, who does she think she is? But if your desk is chaotic, then your life probably is chaotic as well. So you need to straighten some things out and get organized, even if you have to pay somebody to do it. I was at a meeting on Tuesday. We did the speed networking in Chesapeake, Virginia. We do it every month at the Marriott. We start at 12 o'clock sharp, and we are excited to be there. And I've been hosting for the last couple of months, and it's just been an awesome, awesome time. I get to meet different people that I don't know in different businesses, and we were talking about how to get organized. That's one of the other things. If you have a lot of stress in your life, you got to be organized. If you have several businesses, you have to keep them in order and keep them straight. If you can't do it on your own, then you need to hire somebody. If you have a teenager that's out for the summer, you have to pay them something because they're out anyway and they're going to be shopping and getting their stuff for back to school. Pay them to help you get what you need done. Maybe if you don't have a teenager, maybe you can contact the college and get a college student. Hundreds of college students are looking for jobs during the summer. They cannot find jobs because everybody's looking for a job right now. You know, whether you're older, in the middle, and in the beginning stages of looking for a job. everybody's looking for jobs. And even if you have a job, you're still looking for a better job, or you're taking a part-time job because you need to get some things done. What I suggest is get your office in order, get things straightened out, make sure that you are able to keep things organized. At the meeting, I was talking to a young lady, and we started talking about mentorship and getting things in order. And I'm going to work with her, probably starting next week, to get some things done, because that's one of the things I do at Issues Concerning Women. You can call me if you need help. Even if I can't help you, I can probably put you in the direction of someone who can, because I'm taking on a few clients this month, and in addition to the ones that I already have. So if you're looking for a coach or a mentor, please give me a call. And if you want to call now, it's 1-347-826-7543. If you want to call me after the show, it's 757-567-6734. Or email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Those that are from different countries, you can send me a message through the message board on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is blowing up. Tavis Smiley is now back on. I think he was on before, and I'm not really 100% sure, but I keep seeing him, his picture being posted every time I go to Blog Talk Radio. So there are a lot of people that use this format to get their information out, so which is great and is awesome. And I just want you to all to know that, again, how very, very pleased I am that I am still here on radio after all this time. We're tonight, if you're just tuning in to the show, we're talking about the dark side of the entrepreneurship. And I don't talk about dark things too much, but the dark side is the stress that's in your life. So whether it's in your career, your business, or your personal life, you need to do something about it. I know we struggle, and some people are even more stressed than others. Some are going through bouts of depression. This is not healthy for you. This can cause you other health issues. It can cause you to go way to the dark side, and we don't want you to do that. If you need help in your business, please, that's what we're here for. Please call me. If I can't help you, I can direct you to somebody that can help you. I know that for me to stay where I am and to stay grounded, I have to look at my life as it really is and know that everything wonderful is not going to be every day, but it doesn't have to be a sad day every day either. I know that some people are really, really struggling right now, and they are going through so much, and I am praying for you guys. And if you called me and asked me to pray for you, trust me and believe me that I am doing that, because it is important to me. When I started Issues Concerning Women, there was the need in me, not just to be a coach or a mentor, but also to be the person that could help, not just because I wanted to get paid, because I still do my community service. I still go out into the community to help, but I also want you to know that this is my career. So I don't mind helping at all, but I also need to reiterate that this is my business. So all the time, sometimes I can't do the free stuff, you know, and I want you all to just know that. And I'm saying this not just for me, but there are others out there that are going through the same thing, because we have those power talks, and we know that people sometimes take us for granted because we work on our own, or they perceive us as being and doing great, and because they see us out and about, and they think we're doing well, so they think that we're able to, you know, cut them a deal. And sometimes we can do that, and all the time we can't. So I'm just saying this to say this to the business owners out there. Know that you're in business to make money. You're also in business to help others. And if you're not helping somebody, then more than likely your business won't thrive anyway, so you won't be in business that very long. But you have to know that you have been given an assignment, and if you are and you're in business just to make money, and then that's what you'll do, you'll just make money. You won't be changing any lives. But if you're in business to help and to change lives and to extend that olive branch, then your business is going to grow and strive. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of business owners are having trouble at this time. They are not reaching out to help somebody else. Because I guarantee you, you can't be God-given, okay? Nobody can. But if you take what you have and give and help somebody else, but also remember that you're in business, you're going to be much better off. So that's where we are. And I'm talking about it tonight because I'm getting the phone calls, I'm getting the emails, I'm getting people to ask, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't my business thrive? Why am I going through this state of depression? Why am I feeling stressed? Why can't I get the things done? We have to realize that we're going to have the ups and downs. We're going to go through things. But always know that if you stay focused, if you stay on your journey, that you're going to get to where you need to be. And it may not be in the time that you want it to be, but it definitely will be on time. I do all the things that I do because I love what I do. I love my life. I love my business. But I love myself more. And I said that also to say that I'm going to take care of myself. And I've not always done that. So I have to be honest, too, and say, I can't say this to you if I didn't know what I was talking about. Because we go through experiences. My own experiences have made me realize that when there's an imbalance in my life, there's no way that I can live up to the potential or the expectations of what I put out there and the way that I'm perceived by others. And sometimes others put more expectations on us than there ever was meant for us to endure. So just stay where you need to be. Stay on your course. Be diligent about it. Persevere. Don't give up. There's always going to be something going on in your life, but always, always know that regardless of what's going on, if you stay healthy, keep your mind clear, know what you're doing, know what your purpose is, know that life is ever-changing, then you're going to be fine. I am so thrilled when I get to see the praise report after somebody has been going through something and we've been working together and I see the change in them and I see the new attitude that they have and I see the light come back into their eyes because so many of us, being entrepreneurs, living this lifestyle, this is not easy. This is not an easy thing to do, but it is doable. It can be the best, and it can be the worst of times. So you just have to know and stay balanced and stay healthy. If you're having trouble and you need to have somebody to talk to, you can call me, 757-567-6734. Send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com. If you are trying to get your finances in order, go to www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. With Robin Fairby, if you want to start a nonprofit, let me know. I have a connection with Veronica McMillan. If you're looking to start another business, I have other women that I work with, Ms. Jennifer Hyman. I have Dr. Hayward Horton. And I'm just listing these folks because these are the people that are going to be coming to our Entrepreneur Explosion in October. So I led right into that. It's going to be October 18th and 19th. We're going to have Karen Gillian Johnson from North Carolina, and we're going to have Lalisa Williams from New Jersey. It's called the East Coast Connection. We're going to be here to help you with your business, your health, and your personal life and your career. So we want you to stay tuned to Issues Concerning Women. Continue to follow the show. I thank you. Thank you so much. I am so happy that you tuned in tonight. I hope that some of the things I've said has been helpful to you. Know that tomorrow is always a greater day. There's joy in the morning, as they say. Live your best life because I want everything that you want for yourself. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Be positive. Connect with somebody. And know that there's power in the plan. God bless you all, and you take care now. And I'll be back next week.